This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, senators want an extension on the policy of paying contractors who are unable to work during the pandemic. GAO gives the Pentagon credit for increasing its oversight of its acquisitions, but more is needed. And President Biden scraps a previous executive order letting defense leaders decide who can and can't collectively bargain. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Senators Mark Warner and Marco Rubio are pressing Senate leadership to extend the authority that lets agencies pay certain contractors even if they can't work due to the pandemic. Warner and Rubio wrote to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell asking to push the sunset date of the 3610 authorities back by 6 months to September 30th. Congress already extended the authorities to March 31st in the Omnibus Appropriations Bill. By and far, the Defense Department has taken the most advantage of the authorities to ensure the National Security Industrial Base remains in a ready state. The Government Accountability Office says the Defense Department has made some improvements to its services acquisition oversight, but not enough to get it off the high-risk list. DOD's October report to Congress explained its changes to requirement reviews. It also detailed how it would collect data on contracted services inventories, but it left out how it would use that data. It also does not address how DOD can improve visibility into future budget requirements. President Biden continued his spree of repealing policies from his predecessor. He rescinded a 2020 memo that gave the Defense Secretary the authority to exclude certain employees from collective bargaining. The American Federation of Government Employees says DOD never used the new authority it got last year, but it applauded Biden's action that will prevent DOD from exercising the option. The Federal Service Labor Management Relations Act allows the president and certain agencies to exclude some employees from bargaining for national security reasons. Senators are pushing for more doses and a bigger role for the Department of Veterans Affairs in vaccine distribution efforts. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
VA so far has gotten 2.3 million COVID-19 vaccine doses and has administered over 2.1 million. It's been receiving about 125,000 doses a week, but VA says it has the capacity to administer much more, anywhere from 300,000 to 600,000 doses. Senate VA Committee Chairman John Tester.
Look, I can't give you guys enough credit. And quite frankly, we just need to get more vaccines in your hands.
Nicole Grisco, Federal News Network.
The State Department is getting executive buy-in on its diversity and inclusion efforts. The agency is creating a new Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer position and is asking a Deputy Assistant Secretary from each of its bureaus to serve on a new Diversity and Inclusion Leadership Council. These officials will oversee work on the agency's soon-to-be-released Diversity and Inclusion Strategic Plan. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas plans to kickstart a nationwide cybersecurity effort. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
DHS is bringing all its authorities and skills to the table to take on ransomware and other long-standing cybersecurity challenges. Mayorkas says that means initiating a series of 30-day sprints like what the government did in 2015.
To start, we will be developing an initial set of sprints dedicated to combating ransomware, building a deep and diverse cyber workforce, and urgently improving the security of our nation's industrial control systems.
Another area DHS is targeting, FEMA grantees who have to spend more money on cybersecurity. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Reports of sexual assault and harassment at the military service academies dropped significantly last year, but as Federal News Network's Jared Serber reports, the statistics may not mean much.
The report covering last school year says there were 129 reports of sexual assault at the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, and West Point. That's 20 fewer cases than the year before, but defense officials acknowledge most of the decrease happened in the fourth quarter of the school year, when most students had been sent home because of the pandemic. The department's data for last year is also limited because DOD canceled its annual anonymous survey regarding sexual assault and harassment at the academies, also because of COVID-19. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The Air Force says it's almost finished with an initiative to cut down on headquarters-level regulations and policies that no longer make sense. After 4 years of review, the service has completely rescinded more than 500 policy documents. Officials have updated more than 850 others. Only about two dozen are left in the review process. The IRS says it's ready to send taxpayers a third round of stimulus payments if Congress gives the green light. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Stimulus payments are just one of many priorities for the IRS. Commissioner Chuck Reddig tells members of the House Appropriations Committee the IRS issued $300 million economic impact payments worth more than $400 billion so far. Reddig is also asking for multi-year funding to modernize the agency under the Taxpayer First Act.
We know that we can do more, and we know that we're being called upon to do more and more.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Midway into the tax filing season, the IRS touts its progress against one of the most potentially vexing problems taxpayers face. We get more from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
No, not high taxes. It's stolen identities from the tax ecosystem. Michael Beebe, the IRS Director of Return Integrity and Compliance Services, says in a blog the agency has cut reports of ID theft by 80% since 2015. Beebe cites the Security Summit, a partnership of IRS, state tax officials, and the tax prep industry. He says progress has come from a number of discrete moves like stronger passwords and two-factor authentication, and redacting personal information from tax transcripts. I'm Tom Temin.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.